Hey everyone, welcome to the Naughty Shaman Podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Carlisle, and I can't wait to dive in to a world where the sacred meets the wild and keeps things totally real. In each episode, we are going to dive into what it truly means to live a radiant life that is unapologetically real. And if you're ready to get started, so am I. All right, everyone. How are you? Have you been reading the newspapers? Have you been watching the news? Because if so, you are like many of our listeners who've requested this podcast. And I want to send a shout out to those of you who give us feedback on our YouTube page and our podcast about what you'd like to hear about next. So this one is going out to Carla Eggert and Lori Bolden. Thank you for this awesome, awesome idea. If you're looking out in the world today, there's a good chance that every now and then you're kind of freaking out. Things are moving very quickly. With the advent of global internet, right, we can have information at our fingertips in a matter of seconds. And so many people are finding this overwhelming, especially with all of the conflict that's going on. And that's specifically what we're going to explore today is war, natural disasters, a little bit of a prophecy, and a look at all this through the shamanic lens and four things that you can do to make your experience here on earth a little bit better, more vital, despite all of the suffering that's happening. So let's get into it. A little bit of history. So this is the number one tool when you're looking out in the world or you're reading the news or you're catching some headlines on your social. The first thing that I encourage people to do is to dive into the history. So here are some historical facts just for you about war and about natural disaster and fires. So interestingly enough, around the world right now, there are 32 violent conflicts occurring, whether it's drugs, whether it's terrorism, or whether it's a war. And so including what's happening in Gaza with the Hamas and with Israel, including what's going on in Ukraine with Russia, including some things that are happening in Myanmar, Afghanistan, Ethiopia, there are so many conflicts in Mexico. So think about this. In Myanmar, there have been over 13,000 deaths due to the terrorist conflicts that are going on there. In the Ukraine, we know that there are over 20,000 plus deaths, casualties, and over 5,000 of those are innocents, what would be categorized as innocents. Those are painful statistics. And there have been conflicts, though, in the world, get this, since 2700 BC. Yeah, I said it, BC. There has been a conflict or a war in the world since 27,000 BC. Isn't that wild to think about? There's something in humanity that historically needs to be right, needs to fight one another. This is the outdated masculine energy. This is the energy that's kind of rearing its ugly head right now before it falls away. And it's that energy of competition. It's that energy of power over another instead of power with. So these conflicts have been going on for a long time. And like my grandfather used to say on the front porch in Ohio from the farm, he used to say, well, back in my day, people used to think the world was ending. And it was through the 1900s. They thought that century change was going to be the end of the world. And then, you know, Y2K was going to be the end of the world. And then 2012 was going to be the end of the world. And now 2025 is going to be the end of the world, or whatever metaphysical data you're picking up on out there. And what's interesting is that shamanically, the world is going to continue. Like, let's look at the earth. She's old. Super old, predates us. She's fine. There's no saving that needs to happen for the earth. We do not need to save the earth. We do not need to save the planet. She's fine. She knows how to survive. What we haven't learned is how to coexist. And this is what we are being called into and have been being called into since the dawn of time as a human species. However, we refuse to listen to the call. This time we have more of an option because most of us, if you're listening to this podcast, chances are you're not waiting for a roof over your head or for food to come into your belly. And so we have this incredible privilege and luxury of examining our existence, of examining the existential nature of life and examining why we're all here. And because of that, we have an opportunity to raise our consciousness levels and shift something important in our lifetime, in the next generation's lifetime. So that we can look forward to. So the historical perspective is one of the ways to gain some calm when you look out in the world or read the news. It's like, okay, war's been going on for a long time. It's not new. It's not new to our generation. We are perhaps newly informed about it because we can get information any way we want. The second tool that I want to offer to you is we look out in the world at current events because some of it is wild. What's real is up for question. What's truth is up for question. We are no longer living in a consensual reality about what is true. We as a culture cannot trust if science is true. There's some distrust around science. There is some distrust around spirit. There is some distrust around God, the universe, physics, metaphysics. We don't know what we can believe in culturally because there are so many mixed messages vying for our attention. If you can escape that noise and get a little quiet, here comes the second tool that you can use. First tool is historical perspective. The second tool that you can use is perspective change. And there are four that shamans like to use when looking at a problem. So these four different perspective states very quickly are essentially you can look at the details. You can look at the facts, no emotion, cold. Here's what's going on right now. Bah, bah, bah. That's kind of what we did with the historical recap. You know, 10,000 people died here, 20,000 people died here, 15,000 people did there. And did you know that there was a fire? I'm going to look at my notes because this is so crazy. So, you know, we're worried about wildfires. In Maui, 101 people died. It was one of the deadliest fires that we've had in recent history. There was a fire, though, the Great Chicago Fire, also called the Peshtigo, Michigan Fire, which I didn't know until I looked this up for this podcast. But that fire, the casualties in that fire were 1,152. So when we're talking about global disasters and we're worried about wildfires and we're worried about hurricanes, you know, there is history of these huge hurricanes. The hugest hurricane that came through was in Galveston in 1900, and it killed 8,000 people in a whoo like that. Isn't that wild? Oh no, that wasn't the biggest one. The biggest one was in Pakistan. In the earthquake, there's this 7.0 earthquake with four different aftershocks that were over five. This was fascinating to read about. But 200,000, 300,000 people died in that event. So these natural disaster things have even been going on for a really long time. They're not new to our generation. So the facts of the first perspective state can give us some insight. Now, the second perceptive state that you can access is more the emotional level of how are you noticing the emotions around the issue. So if you're looking at the war, if you're looking around at national disasters, the emotions that are culturally around are fear, are this idea of good and bad and judgment and we and them and pointing fingers in all the directions and tons of fear, which can keep us from taking action, believe it or not, because it's not only fight or flight, but it's freeze. And so many people right now are feeling helpless, hopeless, frozen that they're experiencing as they look into the future and wonder, will I be able to handle that if it happens here? And that's essentially the fear that we're having coursing through our veins right now. And we're loving harder in some cases, and we're holding on deeper to our loved ones. And sometimes we're making a claim for ourselves on the planet just in case we run out of time. And so these are the emotional elements around the current affairs issue in our world right now. So there's the physical perspective, the emotional perspective, which is where a lot of the power comes from. And the emotion tends to drive our actions. So right now, I would harbor a guess that we are, many of us, acting and making choices out of fear, right? Like, oh, I better up and hurry up and get a partner because the end of the world is nigh. And you make a choice that's like, meh, you know, and like a COVID buddy, except for you're going to go get married or something like that. And so those choices are driven by the emotions that we're experiencing right now. Now, shamanically, we can look at this as an incredible opportunity because there are things that are dying off, old ways of being, and new things being reborn. Which brings me to the third perspective state, which is that of the mythic, that of the great story of life. So the first perspective state, physical, then emotional. And now we're looking at the mythic. So like, what's the story that's going on? Shamanically, I'm going to tell you the story. The story that's going on right now is that we are in the middle of a really large energetic shift. And this is also not new. There have been eras in many religious texts and histories. You can find these eras of the rise and fall of different communities, of different belief systems. And right now, we happen to be in one of those flipping overs. In Peru, they call it a Pachacuti, the Kali Yuga and yoga. There are a lot of different names for this turning of the tides. And there are many, many stories and myths around what it means. One that I want to share with you just as a, for instance, is it's possible that what we're going through in this Pachacuti is a rebalancing of the energies on the planet, because we have been split into these masculine energies of go and conquer, this overdeveloped masculine. And then we've had this underdeveloped feminine energy that's been devalued or misunderstood. And so both of these energies have been out of whack, too much masculine, not enough feminine. And so one description I love is that these two energies are kind of wrestling so that they can come into harmony with one another. I'm going to say it again for the people in the back, so they can come into harmony with one another. Because as long as we are divided into, let's say, masculine energies or feminine energies, or light energies, or dark energies, or good energies, or bad energies, or whatever, the we and the they, as long as we are divided, we are missing the most important nugget of spiritual wisdom. And that's awareness of the place of union, the place of the coming together where it is neither masculine nor feminine and both. I know that's going to blow some of your minds out there, but some of you are going to be like, hell yeah, I knew it. And this union is what's on the horizon for us. It's what I believe we are being called into, is where can we come into union, this place of acceptance of the both, of the duality as non-dual, but as one, as two parts of one thing. Mm-hmm. There's so many beautiful legends about that. I make another podcast about that. You can listen to the story of Shiva and Shakti a little bit later. So this perspective state of the mythic story of the times that we are in, and looking at the times that we are in like a really long time, not just like the last couple months or the last years or your lifetime, but beyond your lifetime, the story that we're in is this historical moment where things are starting to shift. And that may happen over the next 5 years. It may happen over the next 30 years. It may happen over the next 100 years. Everyone has their opinion about that, and I'll let you form your own. So that's the mythic perspective state. Most people are not spending time consciously creating the story of what's happening now, and they're being given the story of what's happening now by the media, which is like the worst thing you can do, people. Get creative, get more insight. If you're just going to eat up what the media is saying from Fox News or CNN or whatever it is you're listening to, you're gobbling that down without examination. Don't do that. You're smarter than that. Dig into the history, get some facts, understand some legends, and create a story that empowers you to do something productive. Because if all you're going to do is eat the fear, then you're going to become less of a player when it's time to create. Okay? And that brings me to the fourth and final perspective state that's super valuable. And it's the perspective state of spirit, the super high consciousness viewpoint. Like if you were standing on a star and looking down at all this, what if everything that you can see from the vantage point of standing on a star was created by something divine, something perfect, a scientific order, whatever you want to think, but it was created by something massive and in total perfection. What if everything you could see standing on a star was unfolding in perfection? That includes you, where you are right now, not when you lose 10 pounds or when you have your spiritual breakthrough or when you can meditate for 20 minutes or more. No. Right now. What if everything was part of some divinity, some sacred order unfolding in the universe? And it's not a mistake. And what if we as natural beings are unfolding with it? And what if some of the players in this great orchestra of life signed up to be that asshole? What if, like before you were born, what if someone said, you know what, I'm going to show up when you're 42 and be a real asshole to you. I'll do that for you because I want to push you into your dharma. I want you to go for your calling. Like, what if that is possible? What if each of our political candidates are all on purpose? It's hard to imagine because we can't carry that perspective state for very, very long. But through meditation and practice and discipline, we can start to see that all of it really is unfolding in perfection. And when we're super present and we come out of the fear of the future, regrets of the past, and come right here, right now, your breath, my voice, to this moment, we don't have any problems. Eckhart Tolle says it best, like in this breath, what problem is there? If you're listening to this podcast right now, there's no problem. And it's a luxury. And so this in closing is what I want to offer you. It's because we are fortunate. We are fortunate. Like I said, if you're listening to this podcast, it's likely that you're not having your house bombed right now. Like, it's likely that you're not starving because the fields have dried up because of no rain, because of drought. While that is happening in many parts of the world, it is not happening likely where you are right now. And if you choose to jump into the suffering, then you're not going to be effective. Somehow we have to have compassion for what's happening and stay separate from the suffering because we're in a luxurious standpoint of not having to suffer. And I want to share with you, while that doesn't sometimes feel like much, you wish you could go fight the war or build the roads or do whatever it needs to be done all over the world to make peace. Remember, what if it's happening in perfection? And what if there is something occurring there that only spirit in the universe understand? And later it's all going to make sense. If you're old like me, you've probably looked back in hindsight and been like, man, that seemed like the end of the world to me in my life. And it all makes sense now. Even things like when someone died too early in my life, when I was just 16 years old, it felt like the end of the world. It shaped my 20s and 30s. And now I can look back on that and think, I see why this tragedy occurred in my perspective. I don't know what other people's perspective of it is, but in my perspective, I can understand the linkage to this moment right now and how it contributed to who I am right now. It's longevity of time that gives us wisdom. And that's why traditionally the elders held such an important part in our communities. And because of our insistent worship of youth, we have become a childish society in many ways. We are spiritual children in many ways. And it's time to elevate, to start to take our place as elders, to start to take our place as wisdom keepers. Because the things that we are suffering with are spiritual. These are the difficulties that we're facing right now, is how to view the world through a more sacred lens and take up space as a wisdom keeper. And stop the war by stopping the war within our human hearts. And so that's our number one job right now, to stop the war within. As Marianne Williamson says it so beautifully, the world is reflecting to us the nature of our inner state. So when we look out into the world and we see suffering, we can turn that mirror inside and say, how are we suffering inside? It's easier to look out there and see the suffering and the war and the things that should be different and ought to. It's much more difficult to look inside, and we can distract ourselves with the drama outside of us. But the work, my friends, is inside. And it may not seem like enough, and it may not seem intuitive, But we have to break up with this idea that it's not enough. We are enough. And when we can heal the war, the hatred that we have for ourselves inside, then the world outside of us is free to reflect a different reality than war or hate or division. When we can bring ourselves into this state of union and love the parts of us that are light and love the parts of us that are dark and love the parts of us that are nasty and love the parts of us that are wholesome. And when we can fall in love with ourselves as a whole, then the world is free to come into union as well. So this is the journey, my friends. If you're not committed to a journey to take you inside your soul, to bring healing there, to forgive, to fall into acceptance with who you are, who you've been, what you've done. If you've not forgiven, if you've not found a way to let go, then I encourage it. Now is the time. Now is the time so that there is ease through these waves of change that we are going to continue to embark upon. Because if you're waiting for something to plateau or, hey, when things calm down, then I'll do it. I have a message for you. It ain't coming. It's not coming. That's like waiting for Godot. Guess what? Godot doesn't show up. That's how the book ends. Spoiler alert. When you catch yourself waiting for something, remind yourself to go, to do it now. Don't wait. So heal the war within. Take a look at the history of whatever it is you're finding suffering or fear in, and use those four perspective states. And if you can elevate your consciousness or your point of view to standing on a star and come right into the present moment with that breath, that's the only place you can find peace, because in this breath is the only moment you're truly existing. There is no other time you exist except for right now. There's no past you. There's no future you. There's only right now you. And so be here. And if you're fortunate enough to be safe, to be warm, to be fed, feel the gratitude for that and watch your life grow. All right, friends, this is Natalie Carlisle coming at you live from the Naughty Shaman Studios. And I'm sending you peace and permission to stop the war inside. All right, everybody, thanks for tuning in to this podcast where we talked about stopping the war inside so that the world is free to reflect something different back to us. And we talked about the four perception states that you can access to start to gain insight and maybe even a historical perspective on what's happening in the world and find peace. So signing off for now, this is Natalie Carlisle, and thanks for tuning in to the Naughty Shaman Podcast. If you're hearing this message, you've listened to the entire episode. And for that, we are so grateful. Please reach out to us. Let us know what topics you'd like to see covered in our future episodes. Get in touch in the comments because we love to hear from you. And you can reach us on social media.